Hamish, but well, let's stay on the subject of, we'll go to the subject of New Zealand rugby, by the by. David Moffat, as he has wont to do, came out and had a decent old whack at New Zealand rugby yesterday. What did you make of that?
It's interesting. David approached me a couple of months ago. He was looking for someone to write him a book where he wanted to abandon doing media and just once and for all tell his side of the story about how he... Well, the things that he did in the game and the things that have been done since, and sort of lay bare the failings of the current regime at New Zealand Rugby. We couldn't find a publisher in the end. Perhaps he needed a better author than me. But the game's battling, and I'll give you an example. I have watched one game of Super Rugby this year, and I watched it under sufferance. I was at a mate's place. We had a group of blokes there, and because they know that I don't like to watch rugby anymore, and because they know I associate it with work rather than leisure or pleasure, they bullied me into watching. It was the Hurricanes, the Blues, it was a bore. And I've tuned out, and I assume a lot of people have. And I admire David for speaking up. I think it's worth speaking up. But I think at the same time, a lot of the people have just tuned out, A, from the game, B, from New Zealand Rugby, and C, from people like David who want us to be angry about New Zealand Rugby, because I think people are past the point of being interested.